Michigan holds its Democratic caucuses on Saturday, but some voters are actually already casting their ballots. It is the only state this year where people can vote over the Internet. Party officials there think online voting will increase participation, but some people aren't sure they like the idea. NPR's Pam Fester reports.
Students bundled in jackets and scarves are mingling outside a Michigan State University ballroom. It's frigid outside, but getting warmer in here as hundreds await a rally for presidential candidate John Kerry. As they do, students standing behind tables encourage them to participate in the state Democratic caucus only a few days away.
Have you signed up for the caucus yet? Would you like to? Okay. You can do it now. You can take it with you and send it in yourself.
For the first time, voters here have the option of either showing up at a caucus site or, if they apply early, voting by mail or on the Internet. Such voting's been allowed for about 5 weeks now, and the presidential campaigns have been using it to help lock up some early support. Sophomore Amy Pilarski says she was surprised when a Howard Dean backer came to her dorm room and actually helped her apply to vote online.
She showed me a website that I can go on to and just register to vote for that. I didn't even know I could vote in the caucus before someone came into my room and showed me. It was just such a convenience. It was really nice.
Lots of students here like the idea of voting in the comfort of their dorm rooms. All they need is a PIN number and a password. Junior Dan Winslecker thinks it might make things a little too easy.
It'll get more people involved. I guess the question is whether people just sign on and make a lackadaisical choice without being truly informed.
He thinks if someone really wants to vote, they should make the extra effort to go to the polls.
Good afternoon, Michigan Democratic Party.
At the state party headquarters in nearby Lansing, phones are ringing off the hooks with questions about the caucus.
Did you apply for a ballot? Okay. The only way you can do it at this point is to vote on the Internet or to vote in person at a caucus site.
It's confusing for some with all the voting options, but the party's executive chairman, Mark Brewer, thinks more access means more voters. In fact, about 118,000 people have applied so far to vote online or by mail, and more than 20,000 have already cast their ballots, half of them over the Internet.
We've seen a lot of new voters who've applied to vote over the Internet or by mail. There have been lots of stories of people say, oh, this is so easy now, I've never participated before, and I'm going to do it this time. So far, the anecdotal evidence indicates that it's working.
Last year, all the Democratic presidential candidates, except Howard Dean and Wesley Clark, opposed the idea. They expressed concern about poor voters without Internet access or those who might want to tamper with results. Some here suspect they also feared it would give the tech-savvy Dean campaign an advantage. But Brewer says the Democratic National Committee allowed the state party to proceed, as long as voters are told where to get free Internet access if they need it.
We are not forcing anybody to use the Internet. We still have the other traditional methods of voting. Somebody can go to a caucus site, but as important or more important, they can vote from the comfort of their home for the price of a 37-cent stamp.
Now, the candidates have all embraced the system with enthusiasm. The Kerry campaign has what it calls a windsurfer program, where volunteers get out their laptops and help friends and neighbors apply to vote online. Clark supporters are sending out thousands of emails with links to the online voting site. And the Service Employees International Union has even taken wireless laptops to Michigan work sites to help rack up votes for Howard Dean.
You know how to work this computer?
Yeah, I do know how to work it.
Okay, here's what it is. This is an online balloting system, right?
Union member Alfred Campbell was recently at the Redford Geriatric Village in Detroit to help custodian Kim Green and others fill out online voter application forms.
You must enter your last name.
Right. Do this here.
Once completed, the application goes right to the state party, which will send Green a ballot. He can then either mail it back or use the secure codes and Internet address to vote. Green thinks he'll probably vote online.
As long as they don't do that stuff like they did in Florida, you know, take my stuff and then lose it or whatever, or erase it, you know.
Like a lot of people here, Green's attracted by the convenience of online voting, but a little nervous about the security. State officials have taken a number of steps to prevent fraud, but a similar Internet voting experiment planned this year by the Pentagon has been criticized by some computer experts as insecure. Nevertheless, a lot of people think this is the wave of the future, and they'll be watching closely to see how the Michigan vote works out. Pam Fessler, NPR News.